Towards Me podcast. My name is Karsten and I am an engineer and millennial who is finding her footing while becoming the highest version of herself. So as you may or may not know, this episode is a little late. We are on a bi-weekly schedule. However, my life was lifing, but in a pretty good way. I had a couple performances, video shoots, and it's nice to be able to have the space to do the things that I love, but I also know I need to be transparent with all of you who have been here, who have been enjoying these episodes, to let y'all know I'm still working on my schedule and holding myself accountable, so you probably will get an extra episode. But thank you for being here. Thank you for coming back if this is not your first time. And if this is your first time, hopefully you like it. Take a look around. Feel free to make yourself comfortable. But happy to have everybody here today. So recently, I started thinking about the goals that I have, whether they're goals that I've set during the last quarter, Q1, or just ideas of things that I've wanted to try. And I know for myself that growing for me looks like going to new levels. It looks like overcoming certain obstacles. It looks like moving past maybe limitations or things that have held me down for a long time. And that desire to grow has always been there. I consider myself somebody who's a lifelong learner, a recovering perfectionist, and an overachiever at certain times. I just put out a YouTube video about basically how to stop being an overachiever and some of the confessions of an overachiever if you are interested. But I've always wanted to grow. I think that I've put some pressure on myself to do more than I need to. It also applies to other areas of my life. So I can put these goals and expectations on myself that seem okay, but I still have some things that I need to work through. And so this is what this episode is all about: understanding some of the things that can hold us back and how we can learn to apply pressure on ourselves when necessary. And not the kind of pressure that comes with overachieving, but, you know, a little nudge to say, I see you, I see how you've been doing, but we could maybe go a little harder. We could do a little more. So what does that look like? One of the things that is required of us when we're trying to grow is patience. And patience is really something that can be hard, especially when you are looking forward to those results. I like to visualize the future that I have for myself. I recently wrote out a list of some of the dreams that I have for my life, some of the things I want to achieve, and trying to do so in a way that doesn't allow me to go back into those patterns of limiting myself or selling myself short. But things take time. Maybe look back on things that you have gone through to get to where you are today. And I'm sure that there were some steps that were involved. You had to go through a certain process. And like it or not, sometimes we have to be patient with our own processes. When I think about being patient, obviously being patient with your timing, with your process, but being patient with yourself. It's easy to want to achieve certain things without understanding, okay, what is it that is actually holding us back? And before we move into new chapters and new seasons, there's some things we got to work out to close those old chapters. It's not enough to just want something for yourself and to want it so bad that you ruminate on it, you think about it day and night, but you don't actually apply any steps to go into your new chapter. Beyond just not being patient with ourselves, it's also pretty easy to get focused on the destination. So we focus more on the outcome than we do on the process. And that's something that a lot of recovering perfectionists are trying to work through also. It's just not focusing on what it's gonna look like, but being present enough to take your time, to enjoy the process, and to really understand that coming into alignment, it takes time. It doesn't take a maximum amount of effort. We don't need to grind to overwork ourselves into alignment. Alignment is something that falls naturally. I took this question of what does alignment mean to you to my Instagram stories, and I got a few great responses. Some of those include letting things fall into place, following the steps that feel right to you, and also looking at your goals and deciding if they make sense for your purpose. That's something that we should all consider. It's not necessarily what is this thing gonna look like, but does this make sense for where I am realistically? If I look at maybe the things that I want to change, the things I want to improve, does this goal even match up in the first place? Something I have to work through and has come up in therapy for myself is feeling like I want things to make sense. And when I've brought this up to my therapist in the past, it's just feeling unsettled, feeling like I'm losing control, feeling like I don't have anything together, and just wanting things to make sense. I want to get to a point where things make sense. What I was really saying in that moment is that I want to feel in control of the situations that I'm in, that I feel discomfort when I'm in a situation that isn't enjoyable or where I don't have the answers or where I don't even know what the outcome is going to be. Unfortunately, for those of us who struggle with that, things making sense is never going to happen. And that timing of everything is perfect and I just know everything that's going on in my life, it literally doesn't exist. And getting out of focusing on things making sense, right? It's not that discomfort is a bad thing. We are changing and evolving, and growing pains are completely normal. We're shifting all of the time, and sometimes those shifts aren't as easy as others. But if we truly want to be aligned, right, I think alignment makes a lot more sense to focus on than things making sense. I don't want things to just make sense. I want things to fall into alignment. I want to be in a position where everything is aligned mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I feel like for me, alignment feels like peace. Alignment feels like contentment. Alignment feels like having that reassurance and that confidence that I'm actually on the right path, even if it's not what I expected it to be, even if it doesn't feel like I thought it would, that I'm on the right path. I saw a great example from one of my favorite podcasts, the To My Sisters podcast, and the analogy they had made with alignment was that it's kind of like Invisalign. And I never had braces growing up. I was always one of those kids that wanted braces because I thought it was cool. I didn't know, you know, the pain, the discomfort that anybody had to go through to get braces, but I just thought it was cool. But they compare Invisalign to alignment as far as having your teeth needing those to be aligned to be in place. But every so often it has to be adjusted, and that adjustment is not comfortable. It can be painful. It can be very time consuming. But if you want to get to that point where, in this example, your teeth are aligned, you have to go through some pain and some discomfort. Some of that discomfort is something that we don't necessarily need to do to ourselves. And I think we add more discomfort when we force things that aren't in timing with our life, when we feel we need to take it upon ourselves to solve every single problem, every situation, because we've said it before on the podcast, you know, you can't control all of your circumstances. And there are some moments where you are going to go through something and it just feels like you have no idea what's going on. The other part of alignment, though, is having that trust in your own timing and having the trust that you're going to find what feels right to you. And alignment isn't so much a destination as it is a feeling, maybe a mindset, you could say. Some ways you can come into alignment are following your passions, your interests, and your callings, and just really asking yourself, what is it that makes me feel great as a person? When I do this thing, what makes me come alive? What makes me feel like I'm living in the fullness of who I'm meant to be? I'm an engineer and a dancer, and for me, dance is something that makes me feel like I'm living in my purpose. And not the sense of becoming a professional dancer, right? I don't think your purpose necessarily needs to be tied to some type of monetary value, or that it needs to be tied to just your career or just your salary, but there's things that you do that make you feel more at home with yourself. And when we deny ourselves those opportunities because we're focused on the wrong things, it makes it even harder for us to come into alignment. And so one question to ask yourself is, what is something that makes me feel more like myself? We're all coming into alignment in our own ways, but we also need to understand, what is it that keeps us from finding alignment? And one thing that I am recognizing within myself is limited thinking. So limited thinking is what takes place when we allow negative self-talk, some doubt, and maybe the past experiences to inform of what we're capable of. we can fall back onto expectations from other people or maybe words that people have said to basically create a barrier or to add some type of obstacle that really keeps us from growing in our own way. And it can keep us from actually pursuing our dreams and our goals and some of the things that make us feel more alive. When we limit ourselves to what other people say, we don't give ourselves enough space or even the permission to define our own success, to define our own purpose. And your purpose can be so unique. Maybe it's not your career. Maybe your purpose is uplifting other people. Maybe your purpose is spreading joy. Maybe your purpose is something that can't be defined by other people. But you need to be able to give yourself the permission to pursue that. We need to learn how to listen to ourselves. And the biggest thing that I've learned with my own experiences in therapy is that our feelings and emotions are indicators of things that are happening. And sometimes we need to listen to those, right? We don't need to fall back and say, oh, I'm feeling upset. That means the situation is awful. You could say that you want to be the most confident person in the world. You want to be the type of person who can go for whatever they want. You can say that, but if you don't believe it fully, it's not going to happen. When we talk about affirmations, positive self-talk, therapy, all of these things that you can do to really uplift yourself, that's some of the work that is required to come into alignment. And alignment isn't about control. We can't control and just bend our way into alignment, but we also need to be able to overcome some of those limiting thinking, some of those beliefs we have about ourselves that aren't helpful in order to get there. Control is not alignment, and what I'm learning is that the opposite of control is surrender. I've said it that surrender should probably be my word of the year. The word that I chose at the beginning of the year was recommitment. So recommitting myself to positive habits, recommitting myself to making improvements, to really just taking things day by day and asking myself how I can show up for myself. But I struggle with control in the sense that if there's something that happens that just makes me feel anxious, right? So let's say I get an email that makes me feel anxious and it just feels like, oh, this isn't good. You start going to worst case scenarios, things like that. Even the way you respond to negative things, that can also be a way of controlling something. So it's a lot easier to just fall back into old habits and patterns instead of the possibility that, hey, maybe this thing can turn out better than I thought. Maybe I'm actually okay. Maybe I'm not gonna get fired. You can take your own control and like make it worse than it actually is because that's what's comfortable to you. I think some of the best lessons that we can learn come from the unexpected and come from those situations where we don't have control because we have to learn how to respond in different ways, how to respond in better ways, but relying on trying to control your circumstances isn't really going to help you in the long run. Think about the things that are worth receiving. A sense of confidence, a sense of achievement, more belief in yourself, relationships that are fulfilling, that make you feel seen and known. All of those good things that we want. We actually need to make sure that we're in the position to receive those things. So another question to ask is, what are you actually doing to prepare yourself to receive what it is that you want out of your life? One other way I think we can stop ourselves from finding alignment is not allowing ourselves to get out of our comfort zones. And if you do the same things every single day, right? You don't change up your routines. You don't challenge yourself to do something different. You're not really going to be able to learn anything new about yourself. And that does require some surrender. Sometimes you do have to do things even if you're scared. You have to try new things even if it doesn't feel right. But you learn so much more about yourself when you put yourself out into the world. I don't remember if I talked about it in the last episode, but me and my sister, we did go social dancing for the first time. And the funny thing about it was that it was an assignment from her therapist that she gave to her to say, hey, get out of your comfort zone. Meet new people, allow yourself to be in this new situation and go social dancing. So I went as a way to support her and it was nice because I felt a different kind of excitement and enjoyment that I hadn't felt in any other type of dance environment before. And as I was dancing with different partners and meeting different people, I just felt this thrill of, oh my gosh, I feel so alive. Like, I've never felt like this. This is amazing. And I wouldn't have had that experience if I didn't go out of my own comfort zone and take the chance to just do something new, to do something that wasn't right to me. We limit ourselves to what we know, because it can be kind of scary to be in a situation where you literally don't know what's happening. It could be that maybe you don't feel you're skilled enough, or maybe you don't know anybody in this new environment, but it's valid to feel scary. It's valid to feel maybe afraid because it's something new that you haven't done before. We limit ourselves because we think that the fact that we don't know something means that we're doing something wrong, or the fact that we've never experienced anything means that we're not doing enough. And we have to be able to live our lives in a way that makes room for new experiences, that makes room for the unexpected. And the unexpected doesn't even have to be a bad thing either. I'm challenging myself to believe that situations can turn out better than I thought, that people do want to get to know me, that people are out in the world who will show me the love and the respect and the appreciation that I deserve, and I'll be able to do the same for them. Coming into alignment also means making yourself open to new opportunities, to doing things that you didn't expect that you could. But I find that when I'm in a situation or faced with something that feels impossible or it feels scary, I can tell myself a whole lot of things that aren't true that will just keep me from trying in the first place. But once I try and I realize that I'm capable of doing something, it makes me feel so much better. And I think the same can be said for our own personal growth. Sometimes growth can feel bad, it can feel uncomfortable, it can feel uncertain, but the change that is taking place inside of you when you are doing something like that is actually meant to put you in a better position. And so I would just challenge you to think about that. Think that things that are happening to me that don't feel right, situations, can actually turn out for my good, and that they are serving my highest good at the end of the day. Now, you already know I like to be, you know, as real, as open and transparent as possible on the podcast. But one of the reasons I thought about this idea of making an episode about alignment was because I was reflecting on my life and reflecting on where I am, and I feel like I need to be able to make more space to pursue the things that I'm interested in. With content specifically, I know that there's a part of me that really enjoys creating and sharing. I've been blogging for a while, and YouTube is something that I'm relatively new to, and I'm working on finding my balance, finding my schedule with what actually works with content. And I can admit that in the grand scheme of things, and wanting to grow, wanting to become better, wanting to find an audience, I've really listened to some noise that doesn't really apply. And when I find myself in those situations of striving, when I feel like I'm really working and putting in all this effort and just trying too hard to do something or be something that doesn't speak to who I am as a person, as a creator, that's when I really know that I'm falling out of alignment. And I feel that falling out of alignment is something that I'm realizing is happening. Some of the noise that I can get caught up in is, how do you find brand partnerships? How do you find sponsors? How do you build your audience? All of these things that require a lot of effort. And none of those things are bad. There's nothing that's inherently wrong with wanting those things or working towards those things. But when I'm falling out of alignment, that's when the content doesn't feel real to me anymore. It doesn't feel authentic to who I am. And I've always wanted to have a platform to foster community and to build new connections and to help people understand that whatever they're going through, whatever struggle that they're going through, that they're not alone. And so with that, some of the ways I'm trying to work on that is by creating more content that's relevant, creating content that will help people. And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it's pretty easy to slack on myself, even when it comes to my personal growth. And I'm realizing I need to apply some pressure on myself. You know, I already know how capable I am. And this also applies to you listening. You know that you are capable of applying all the pressure on yourself. You know that you are worthy of your dreams. You know that you're worthy of the goals that you have. You're worthy of this life that you envision for yourself. But have you been putting in the action to get there? What have you been doing, right? And so when we're trying to find our alignment, it's listening to ourselves, listening to what feels good and what speaks true for ourselves and our experiences. But once we recognize what that is, we also need to take some action, right? So it doesn't mean that you need to put in all of your effort, that you need to just work yourself to the bone and burn yourself out trying to find alignment, because how are you going to find alignment when you're burned out? Alignment, like we've said, is something that happens naturally, but we also need to be able to put ourselves out in the world. We need to be able to take chances on ourselves and to really let the alignment find us. And what I really think alignment can boil down to is doing the work to get to know yourself, to honor yourself, to understand who you are as a person outside of the noise, outside of the things that people have told you or things that people have tried to convince you of. It's honoring who you are as a person, and alignment doesn't look the same for all of us. Alignment is, what I'm realizing, is a process, and it's not just an end goal. It's not just a destination. It's consistently choosing yourself every day. It's consistently choosing positive habits, positive thoughts, doing things for yourself that will help you feel more at home within yourself. And it can be through small actions. Taking things day by day is something that I'm working on. And if you are anxious, if you are somebody who thinks about the future a lot, taking things day by day can feel a lot harder than it needs to be, because your mind might be so far ahead that you don't have enough time or energy to really be present. But be present. Be present in the moment that you're in right now. Think about how you're feeling. What are you thinking? What's on your mind? Maybe in this moment, what makes you excited, what lights you up, is different than maybe what you thought was exciting a few years ago. And I don't think alignment is one size fits all. I don't think alignment needs to look a specific way. But the more we get to know ourselves and the more we take chances on ourselves, the more we introduce ourselves to opportunities to maybe learn something about ourselves that we didn't know. Change is never a bad thing. Change is natural. It's constant. But I also need to understand that coming into an alignment, it can mean maybe making some big shifts, right? When something doesn't feel right anymore, when something feels like it's not working out, I have to have enough courage, really, to be able to make that jump, whatever that means. And sometimes the jump doesn't have to be big, right? I think that we can focus so much on one thing that feels wrong, where, oh my gosh, this job feels wrong, this position, whatever it is, this doesn't feel right. But if we don't work on maybe some of the habits, if we don't learn how to manage our stress and anxiety, if we don't learn how to take care of ourselves in better ways, we could still take on some of these old habits and patterns into new positions. And so that's why I feel that alignment, it does require overcoming some of those limiting beliefs, but also recognizing maybe where you can change some things, change the way that you talk about yourself, change the way that you show up for yourself. So that way, whether or not it's the position that's the problem, the industry, whatever the case may be, that you're still able to go into a new chapter with a new way of thinking, a better way of thinking, so that way you can show up for yourself, but also show up for others in your life who love and support you and want to see you thrive and who want the best for you. We may want to jump to new chapters and get to new goals, but we can't forget that where we are right now, the season that we're planted in, the chapter of our lives that we're living in, we still need to finish it. We need to complete it. And one way that we stop ourselves from completing that chapter is not learning the lessons that we are supposed to learn. You're not going to continue down this cycle, down this rabbit hole of bad thinking, of making bad choices, of doing things that don't serve you, and then expect that life is all of a sudden going to magically work out for you. It doesn't work that way. And I think we forget that the work isn't external. It's also internal work. It's not about just changing your circumstance. It's not just about moving. It's not just about getting a new job. It's not about getting new friends. It's about changing your own habits, your own thought patterns. It's taking a look at yourself and maybe challenging yourself, asking, where can I improve? Where can I level up my thinking? Where can I actually make changes that are going to stick? Because you could still be the same person in a different circumstance. It doesn't necessarily make the situation even better. So to sum that all up, your change and your growth, it's not just about your external circumstances. It's about changing who you are as a person. And really not being afraid to ask yourself if there's something that you want out of life, even if it's not a physical thing. Maybe you want more happiness, more confidence, more joy, more peace. What are you doing right now that is keeping you from experiencing those things? And how can you change that? What can you do to make achieving those things easier for you? And also, please remember that the things that you want out of your life, the things that you want to achieve, it doesn't have to look like anybody else's. You don't know anybody else's dreams, their hopes. You know yours, right? But don't allow noise, don't allow what you see on social media, don't allow people who don't necessarily have your best interest in mind to tell you what it is that you should be achieving. Look within yourself, ask yourself those questions, take note of how you feel in different situations, take note of the things that you do that make you feel happy, that make you feel joyful, that make you feel like you're at peace within yourself, and look at those things. Don't look at other people. Not all things that are worth having have a specific price tag on them. Not all things that are worth having are going to give you a certain amount of clout. They're not going to give you external material things, but the internal things still matter. And whatever that means to you, focus on finding alignment in a way that makes sense to you. And really just ask yourself, what does alignment really mean to you? If you made it to the end of this episode, thank you so much for being here. I really wanted to just take the time, I think, to get to the core of what I've been experiencing. And the nice thing is that I'm realizing that alignment is what I really want. It's not that I need control over my situations. I just want to live an aligned life. But the nice thing is that alignment doesn't require me to overachieve. It doesn't require me to work myself to the bone, to just do too much. And there's freedom in that. It's also a part of surrendering, right? Alignment is letting things fall into place naturally. It's letting things come in a way that just makes sense without you having to control everything, to try to change your circumstances in ways that don't serve you. Hopefully this episode helped you think about some things, or maybe challenged you to look at your life, look at your goals, look at your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions differently. But with that, here are the affirmations for this episode. I am deserving of experiencing alignment in my life. I am open to getting to know myself on new levels. I am allowed to honor my needs. I am worthy of achieving my hopes and dreams. Thank you again for sticking around. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know. Feel free to rate and review the podcast. And if you want, feel free to share it with a friend that you think would benefit from this. I also have a monthly newsletter called The Open Invitation, where I take creating and cultivating community to a new level. That is a monthly newsletter with more insights, things that I don't discuss on my blog, additional insights from the podcast, just a way to get more in touch with my community, with the people who resonate with the things that I say, and also a way to keep in touch with new content that I release and to get exclusive content every now and then. You can follow the podcast at Words From Me Podcast on Instagram, and you can also read the latest blog posts at www.wordswithmepodcast.com. Thank you again for being here and for being a part of this journey with me. And my really, really, really sincere hope is that we all find ways to come into alignment in ways that are authentic and in ways that truly honor all of our needs. But thank you so much again for being here, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.